third Lakme India Fashion Week 2002 got underway in New Delhi on August 2, as LISM models sashayed down the ramp showcasing some of the trendiest designer wear. India's most awaited and hyped fashion extravaganza, the Lakme India Fashion Week 2002 began with much fanfare in the fashion capital, New Delhi. With as many as 53 designers showcasing their Pret and Diffusion collections, the Fashion Design Council of India, FDCI, has their hands full this year. Fashion Week opened with the FDCI Business of Fashion Seminar, where various fashion designers expressed their need to develop business opportunities for the Indian fashion industry.
Let me first say the Lakme India Fashion Week is a trade platform where designers can showcase their lines, buyers can come and purchase, and the media communicates the trends that are taking place. So in that sense, platform is the same and will continue to be the same like the other fashion weeks in New York, Milan, London and so forth. What is different or what is better this year, I would like to say, is that it's much bigger. We have 53 participating designers compared to 33 in year one. Our buyers have increased by about 7%, our invited buyers by 70%.
The first show of the evening witnessed the collection of Pret designers Anjana Bhargava and Priyadarshini Rao. Staj, the venue for the event, was transformed into a riot of colors as choreographers, makeup artists, hairstylists, set designers, sound and light specialists brought to life the collections designed by Anjana Bhargava. India's leading models sashayed down the ramp displaying the work of the two designers who have unleashed their fantasy on clothes. The dominant colors were blue, romantic pinks and white blended with oranges and reds. The designs created by her wore a more youthful look as cuts were innovative. In today's show, where she resurrected patterns and scales of ancient art into the rhythm of modern life, keeping the accent on wearability. Her designs reflected her creative approach towards life.
Shakespeare has for years inspired creative people for his drama and for his romance. And a very strange thing about Shakespeare's plays was that in those days, men used to dress up as women and come on to theatre. That's what I've shown. It was a spoof on Shakespeare where women's clothes were worn by men in my finale, and the woman who opens my show is also a woman dressed as a man, as Viola, played by Gwyneth Paltrow in Shakespeare in Love.
Next in line was Priyadarshini Rao's Pret collection. Rao had launched a signature label in Bangalore last year. And in keeping in line with her love for language of bias, Priyadarshini experimented with silhouettes.
It's a streetwear, aspirationally very young kind of collection. I'm trying to be very contemporary and trendy and yet very, very workable at the same time. So the feeling is more, is about bringing vintage into present by giving it a very, very modern look.
And apart from the fashion shows every day, we will also bring you other exciting activities which Lakme has planned over the week. There will be workshops with international beauty and style experts, and there will also be a specially created Lakme Beauty Salon to let customers experience the range of Lakme's innovative and contemporary products and services. Poonam Dagar, ANI.